The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for war.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow. Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future. And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art.
Power.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came in the logbook.com's Escape Pod.
July 20th.
All flight controllers, I'm going around the horn.
I think it's gonna
make your gunner goes based on the data you had prior to LOS. I see we got it back. Give me another few seconds.
We're yawing, flying.
Okay, retro, go.
Fido,
go.
Guide,
go.
Control,
go.
Falcom,
go.
Jinsei,
go.
Ecom,
go.
Surgeon,
go.
Capcom,
we're
go to continue PDI.
Get that telecom, ED bats,
go.
Go.
On this day in 1969, astronaut Neil Armstrong became the first human being to set foot on another body in the solar system, the first man to walk on the moon.
Okay, the only call-outs from now on will be fuel.
Stay forward. Carbon forward, coming down nicely, 200 feet. 4.5 down. 5.5 down. 660, 6.5 down. 5.5 down. 9 forward.
Low level?
Low level.
Good. 120 feet. 100 feet, 3.5 down. 9 forward.
5%.
175 feet. That's looking good. Down a half. 60. 60 seconds. 60 seconds. Lights on. Down 2.5. Forward. Forward. 20 feet. Down 2.5. Picking up some dust. 30 feet. 2.5 down. Take shadow.
And half a 30.
Four forward, drift into the right a little.
30.
30
seconds.
And a half.
30 seconds.
Forward, just. Contact light. Okay, engine stop. ACA at a descent. Mode control, both auto, descent engine command override off. Engine arm off. 413 is in.
We've had shut down.
We copy you down, Eagle.
Okay, everybody, T1, stand by for T1.
Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed.
Roger, Tranquility. We copy you on the ground. You got a bunch of guys about to turn blue. We're breathing again. Thanks a lot.
Okay, we're going to be busy for a minute. After I'm on, take care of the team.
Okay, keep the chatter down in this room. Okay, T1, stay, no stay. Retro.
Stay.
Fido.
Stay.
Guidance.
Stay.
Control.
Stay.
Telcom.
Stay.
DNC.
Stay.
Ecom.
Stay.
Surgeon.
Stay.
Capcom or stay for T1.
Followed closely by Buzz Aldrin, Armstrong achieved the Apollo program's goal of landing a man on the moon and then returning the crew and its valuable specimens of moon rocks home intact before the 1960s were out.
Houston, this Neil, radio check.
Neil, this is Houston, loud and clear. Break, break. Buzz, this is Houston. Radio check and verify TV circuit breaker in.
Roger, TV circuit breaker's in. Stage 5 clear.
Roger. And we're getting a picture on the TV. Okay, Neil, we can see you coming down the ladder now.
Okay, I just checked, getting back up to that first step, that hasn't collapsed too far, but it's adequate to get back up.
Roger, we copy you.
Pretty good little jump.
Buzz, this is Houston, F2, 2 at the 1/160th second for shadow photography on the sequence camera.
Okay. I'm at the foot of the ladder. The lamb footbeds are only depressed in the surface about 1 or 2 inches, although the surface appears to be very, very fine-grained as you get close to it. It's almost like a powder. Ground mass is very fine. I'm going to step off the lamb now. That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. The surface is fine and powdery. I can pick it up loosely with my toe. It does adhere in fine layers, powdered charcoal to the sole and insides of my boot.
Making sure not to lock it on my way out.
Particularly good thought.
That's our home for the next couple of hours. We want to take good care of it. Okay, I'm on the top step and I can look down over the RCU and landing gear pad. It's a very simple matter to hop down from one step to the next.
Yes, I found it to be very comfortable, and walking is also very comfortable. But you've got 3 more steps and then a long one.
Okay, I'm gonna leave that 1 foot up there and both hands down about the 4th rung up.
There you go.
Okay, now I think I'll do the same.
One more. Got another inch. There, you got it?
That's a good step.
Yep. About a 3-footer.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Isn't that something? Magnificent sight out here.
Magnificent desolation.
In all, nearly 50 pounds of samples were returned to Earth from the Sea of Tranquility, Apollo 11's landing site.
We'll read the plaque that's on the front landing gear of this lamb. There's 2 hemispheres, one showing each of the 2 hemispheres of Earth. Underneath it says, "Dear men from the planet Earth, first set foot upon the moon, July 1969 AD. It came in peace for all mankind. It has the crew members' signatures and the signature of the President of the United States."
Meanwhile, in 1976...
366 feet.
73 feet per second.
Come on.
ACS is close to vertical.
Nav is green for touchdown.
Green for touchdown. ACS is green, 1.5 degrees per second max, 1.2 G's.
8 feet per second.
Touchdown, we have touchdown. Exit zone. Going.
We have touchdown.
Our neighbor is open. Camera 1 zone. We're looking good.
NASA landed a heavy, complicated robot on the planet Mars. The first successful Mars lander, Viking 1.
A job very well done. Outstanding, great, navigation perfect. I'm assuming that we must be sitting right on the X. So that's the smooth area. So everybody just did fabulous and couldn't be more pleased. Thank you.
For the first time, Earth has received pictures, good pictures, of Mars taken from ground level, if ground is the word up there. An incredibly complex unmanned American mission, 11 months and 240 million miles old, has done just what it was planned to do. ABC's Jules Bergman reports from the Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena.
Viking 1, after its 11 months in space, still worked perfectly, showing us the rocky field where it had landed directly below the camera. Moving left, we see many more small rocks up to 6 inches in size. Incredibly, Viking 1 had performed a 3-point landing, narrowly missing large boulders which could have destroyed or toppled the fragile spacecraft. Skill, declared one scientist, pure luck, said another. The surface has some dust, but is firm, much firmer than many scientists here had believed it would be. The surprise, one top geologist told me, is that Mars is so much like the way we expected it to be from orbital pictures. Dr. Carl Sagan on the chances of life.
There certainly are no features, to the best of my knowledge, in these pictures which have to be due to life. No obvious bushes, trees, or anybody else. In my view, it doesn't exclude the possibility even of larger organisms elsewhere on the planet, any more than landing at a random place on a desert and not seeing anything would give you a reliable extension to the rest of the planet.
Viking 1, an enormous triumph for the U.S. space program. This is Jules Bergman, ABC News, at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory, Pasadena.
Viking 1 had been orbiting the red planet for nearly a month, and earlier plans had called for a landing on July 4th, the American bicentennial. Instead, engineers insisted on keeping Viking 1 in space until its orbiter's cameras could locate the most suitable landing site. Viking 1 landed in Chrysi Planitia. Its most widely publicized experiment package was a soil sampler arm which would test Martian surface soil for signs of life. In 1999, Space Shuttle Columbia had a close call on the launch pad.
GLS is go for auto-sequence.
And we have a go for auto-sequence start. Columbia's onboard computers have primary control of all the vehicle's critical functions. T-minus 20 seconds and counting. T-minus 15 seconds. T-minus 12. 10. 9. 8. 7.
Cutoff is given.
STD to CCD.
That is CCD.
We have hydrogen in the aft at 640 ppm.
I copy. And CPROP NCD.
We have a cutoff of our sequence.
We're decreasing now.
And this CPROP, we see the spike.
Okay. Any emergency securing?
Negative, sir. Everything's coming down.
I copy. And SPE NCD.
Go ahead.
Okay, RSLS or GLS hold?
We are GLS. RSLS hold. GLS is reporting an RSLS hold indication. Saving is in progress. VFS is 101, CAS is 101, and LDP is 1.
And NCD copies. And attention all stations, we have had cutoff. All personnel proceed to the recycle control sequence, sequence 18.
Ignition set picks are safe. Engines are showing purge 3.
After an unusual buildup of hydrogen was detected in the aft engines, which is the reason for the launch pad's firework-like hydrogen igniters, the shuttle's engines were automatically shut down. Columbia and her crew survived to successfully lift off 3 days later, thanks to safety sensors and software that did exactly what they were meant to do. Born on this day in 1919, mountaineer Sir Edmund Hillary, who earned his fame by climbing to the summit of Mount Everest in 1953. Actress Diana Rigg, co-star of the British spy series The Avengers, was born today in 1938. Actor Josh Holloway, who played Sawyer on Lost, was born in 1969. On this day in 1973, actor Bruce Lee died. In 2005, James Doohan, Star Trek's unstoppable chief engineer Scotty, died after a year of battling Alzheimer's disease.
Do you mind a little advice? Starfleet captains are like children. They want everything right now and they want it their way. But the secret is to give them only what they need, not what they want.
Yeah, well, I told the captain I'd have this analysis done in an hour.
How long would it really take? An hour? Oh, you didn't tell him how long it would really take, did you?
Well, of course I did.
Oh, laddie, you've got a lot to learn if you want people to think of you as a miracle worker.
You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. Thelogbook.com's podcasts and video productions are entirely listener, viewer, and reader-supported. And there's more than just the escape pod. There's Retrogram, where you pick a week between 1970 and 1990 to reassess all of that week's sci-fi, horror, superhero, and fantasy shows. There's Select Game, Expanded Memories of the Odyssey 2, covering one of the great overlooked classic video game systems. There are the frequent Phosphor.Fossils YouTube videos, each one revisiting classic arcade, computer, and home video games from the 70s through the 90s. And there are the Logbook.com's original books and ebooks, and much more. You can find ebooks and anything you might want from online vendors such as Amazon or eBay at thelogbook.com/store. There are original designs on everything from t-shirts to socks to shower curtains to non-medical grade face masks at thelogbook.redbubble.com. You can support The Logbook on an ongoing basis at patreon.com/thelogbook or at Ko-fi, that's ko-fi.com/thelogbook. You can also help us out by subscribing to CBS All Access or Amazon Prime through the ads you'll find on nearly any page of thelogbook.com. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Come in, see the escape pod with me, Prone Senior. The logbook of your escape pod was written and produced by Earl Green.
Mr. Scott, since the Enterprise is obviously functional, I suggest we return to our starting place at top warp speed.
Aye, sir. But even at that, it'll take us a while to get there.
In that case, Mr. Scott, I suggest we start at once. Can you give me warp 8?
Aye, sir. And maybe a wee bit more. I'll sit on the warp engines myself and nurse them.
That position, Mr. Scott, would not only be unavailing, but also undignified.